Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Monday, the 14th of January, 2019. To get you started, the nation's second largest school district is on the verge of chaos. Some 34,000 teachers in Los Angeles, part of the United Teachers Union, are expected to strike beginning today after being unable to negotiate a new contract for the last 2 years with the Los Angeles Unified School District. Sherman Oaks teacher Brent Smiley said it's less about the money and more about overcrowded class sizes.
This is not about money, 6%, 6.5%, I don't care. This is about the fact that I have 42 kids in my first period class. My smallest class is 39 kids. I'm done with this. I need my students to be able to learn in a way that befits the greatest city in the country, in the greatest state in the country. 39 kids in my room is a crime. That has to stop.
Teachers plan to picket their individual schools this morning before heading to a rally downtown. The district is the second largest in Los Angeles County, with hundreds of thousands of people likely affected. The White House will welcome college football's national champions today. This marks the second Trump White House trip for Clemson, who beat Alabama in the college football playoff national championship game. But the optics of a White House visit during the longest government shutdown in U.S. history did not sit well with some observers nationally, many of whom also wonder why this visit in particular came together much faster than other visits from college football champions during the Trump administration. Next up, the man in Wisconsin accused of kidnapping a young girl and killing her parents is set to make his first court appearance today. Police say 21-year-old Jake Patterson intended to kidnap 13-year-old Jamie Kloss when he used a shotgun to blast his way into the Kloss home in October, but ended up killing her parents, Denise and James Kloss. Patterson was arrested last week after Jamie escaped from the home where she was held for 88 days. Former classmates said Patterson was quiet and intelligent and had planned to enlist in the Marine Corps. At least 67 flights were grounded preemptively today after a brutal winter storm rolled east from the Midwest, slamming some areas with up to 0.5 inch of ice while paralyzing the nation's capital with several inches of snow. Last night, the Federal Aviation Administration ordered ground stops at both Dulles International and Reagan National in Washington, with some 870 flight cancellations and 3,171 delays as of 8:40 Eastern Time last night. And last up, the Detroit Auto Show is here. USA Today's Nathan Bomey has this rundown on what to expect.
The 2019 Detroit Auto Show is proof that sports cars still have a lot of muscle. Horsepower will be plentiful when the North American International Auto Show gets started with press previews on January 13th. There will be a few concept cars to go around, including electric vehicles from Nissan and Infiniti, but most of the big reveals are performance cars through and through. Look no further than the Ford Mustang Shelby GT500. Known for the cobra snake label that gives it a distinctly venomous identity, the Shelby GT500 will be one of the most powerful street-legal debuts of the show. Over at Toyota, buzz is building over the revival of the Toyota Supra. This sports car was buzzworthy in the 1980s, but it was discontinued more than 20 years ago. Now, Toyota hopes to recapture the hearts of Gen X and maybe even Gen Y. Finally, don't miss the Subaru WRX STI S209. That's a mouthful of characters, but this car will have a lot of character of its own. And for Subaru, a brand that's red hot in the U.S., it's all about the cool factor. Join us for more coverage of the Detroit Auto Show on USAtoday.com and the USA Today mobile app.
You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your pods, like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and a review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today Podcast Network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.